T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And during the pandemic, did you get booze to go at city restaurants? Restaurateurs would like to make takeout alcohol permanent. Well, last hour, you heard the restaurant side of the argument from Loyson Gordon, owner of Near's Tavern in Woodhaven, Queens, telling Newsline.
We're not looking to have bottles of liquor to go out our doors. We specialize in providing cocktails. And unfortunately, we lost a tremendous amount of money. And during the shutdown, we were shut down, but the liquor stores were open. And in fact, they realized over 20% increase in revenue at a time we were still fighting for PPP dollars.
Joining us live on Newsline to respond, Michael Carrera, liquor store owner and the executive director of the Metropolitan Package Store Association. Thank you for being here, Michael. So why are you against the booze to go?
We're against the booze to go, and it's booze to go right now as it's written, is bottles and drinks to go as it was during the pandemic. And what it does is it turns restaurants into wine and liquor stores, package stores.
Right. So the owner that we had on of Near's Tavern, he says that they're not selling bottles, they're just selling cocktails.
Well, that may be the case in that outlet, but in outlets, right now it's obviously illegal, but during the pandemic, there was restaurants that turned themselves into liquor stores where they had floor displays of liquor stores. There was outlets like Eataly and Wegmans up in Westchester that had a burger bar that had a floor displays of Johnny Walker Blue, where you could buy a burger and buy 2 cases of Johnny Walker Blue. So that really obviously was a major issue that turned out to be.
Well, how much has that hurt the business of liquor stores?
Liquor store sales are down. Certainly during the pandemic, the early phase of the pandemic, sales were up. There was also, by the way, 400 liquor stores that were closed in the first 2 months of the pandemic because they were getting sick. Store owners were getting sick. Their family people, their family business people, and they had to close their businesses because they were just weren't healthy to go to work.
Interesting, because they said, oh, well, look, the liquor stores got to stay open.
We were allowed to stay open, but we got sick just like everybody else. At one time or another, during the first 2 months of the pandemic's onslaught, which was in March of 2020, there was over 400 liquor stores closed. And that's a fact. The state liquor authority and the wholesales could prove that as well. So it just, the disease ravaged our industry as well.
How much would you say that the that your industry could be hurt if the booze to go proposal is ultimately approved in Albany?
I think it's considerable. I think the reality is, as a consumer, if they could buy a bottle of Pinot Grigio to go with their 4 entrees, that's a bottle of Pinot Grigio that's not going to be purchased at a retail store. Or if you could get, 2 Negronis per entree and you're ordering 4 meals, that's a bottle of Campari and a bottle of gin. You're just not going to buy it at a retail outlet. And that's just the reality.
So what happens here? You go to Albany, or I understand that there's quite a powerful movement to lobby against this.
Well, there's a lot of legislators who feel strongly about that we're small businesses as well. And just as I have sympathy for all small businesses, and I hate to see that we're pitted against one small industry against the other, and that's just a shame. But the reality is there is a lot of legislators who have concerns that this is not good for small business, not good for their community. And there's been a tremendous amount of questions about it. And last June, it was turned back.
All right. We will see what happens in the future up in Albany. Michael Carrera, liquor store owner, the executive director of the Metropolitan Package Store Association. We thank you for presenting the other side of this issue.
Thank you so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.